This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I believe that you and I, were the very first transcontinental off-grid broadcast from the United States, Missouri in the United States, to off-grid in Australia. Do you believe that's true?
I haven't heard of any others. I think that is actually the case, you know?
Yeah.
And we still on our way out because my cell phone was charged this afternoon by solar panels. So, so that's, you know, and I've got an auxiliary battery on me. So there's no danger of us running out of electricity on my cell phone, you know.
Mm-hmm. And also, I believe we were the first broadcast to have a weekly, regular weekly Australian correspondent in the United States. I believe we were the first to do that too, and that would be you.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any others.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and so as a reward, radio, I believe, is on the downside. I hate to say that, but I think there are fewer people listening to the radio. And Gwyneth, I was in my truck during the last couple of weeks. I was in my truck. I don't even like going out anymore. And I was trying to listen to radio between Springfield, Missouri, and our farm, which is, you know, roughly an hour away. I couldn't find a single thing that I was interested in listening to. What I find, and the reason I'm mentioning this is I'm wondering if it's similar in Australia. It is this alleged music that you cannot listen to, this modern stuff, which is, it's repeating the same phrase. It's not even a sentence. Same phrases over and over and over, electronically enhanced. And they call that music. The people who are at the microphone allegedly singing cannot sing without computer enhancements, audio enhancements. So that would be the music side. The announcer side would be hurry, hurry, hurry. You know, you've got to get this right away, and you can, or contests where the radio stations are buying listeners by saying, "Hey, we've got a $10 coupon for getting your nails done, $10 coupon." So people are rushing to call in to see if they won the $10 off on getting their nails done. I mean, stupid stuff like that. I don't understand why women can't do their own nails, really. I mean, what is the problem? What is the problem? Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but I remember women used to be able to put clear coat on their nails. They used to put red or whatever color they wanted on their fingernails, and that's what they did, and they did it by themselves. They didn't have to have somebody else do it for them. So that, and then they have these dumb commercials. Absolutely idiotic commercials. And then the other thing is sports. So it's sports, it's blather, it's hurry, 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 and it's alleged music. I can't listen to it. Is it like that in Australia?
Well, where we are, on a good day, we might get ABC Radio National, which is pure propaganda. And very left-wing pure propaganda. incidentally, and maybe ABC News Radio. That's two stations on a good day. One of them is the government news propaganda channel, and the other one is the government brainwashing propaganda channel. And, you know, the news is on about a two-hour loop, and so you listen to the news, and after 2 hours, you're hearing the same news that you heard the first time 2 hours ago. And they run that on 24-hour loops. You know, so they obviously just have a tape machine set up somewhere. Well, that's what we used to call them. But I suppose that makes me an old fogey calling it a tape machine. You know, it's probably a digital recording machine now, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about a digital endless loop. But in common vernacular, we would say tape delay. It's not tape delay. It's a digital delay. But yeah. And when you used the term ABC, now those who are listening in to this class in America,
that's not American ABC,
right? ABC would be the American Broadcasting Company. NBC is the National Broadcasting Company, and you're talking about the Australian Broadcasting Company. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, okay. And it's government owned. And it's the only radio station that we get out here, you know, either ABC News Radio or ABC Radio National. They're the only two stations we get out here. And even then, we have to have an antenna rigged up outside, which is basically a coat hanger on the end of aerial cable outside the window, on a little rig, and then the other end of the aerial cable comes in through the top of the window, and you plug the aerial, you know, we broke the end of the aerial on the little tape player, you know, radio cassette player, off, and then just shove the end of the aerial cable onto the end of the aerial of the tape player. So we get our radio. That's our radio setup. Mostly, it's just not even worth it.
Yeah.
It really, truly is not worth it.
In Missouri, they would call that hillbilly engineering. In Virginia, it would be redneck engineering. So, what you're saying is
Aussie engineering or Bogan engineering.
Radio is not as good as it used to be, I think is what you're saying, in terms of content. And that's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah.
So mostly I go on to GCNlive.com, and I download a small number of podcasts each morning while I'm having my... They have a breakfast cereal here in Australia called Wheatbix, okay, which is 97% wheat, which is really quite remarkable. The remainder is malt, a little tiny bit of sugar, and salt, and niacin, thiamine, riboflavin, so B group vitamins. And that is the breakfast cereal that we have every single morning, is Wheatbix. And it costs $5 for a 1.2 kilo box, which lasts us a week. And that's our breakfast in the morning, and you put it, you know, with the milk and with the... We do eat sugar here, but we eat raw sugar. And a bit of jam on the top, which is homemade jam, made with prickly pears that grow on the block. And, while I'm eating my breakfast and boiling the water for my cup of tea, what I do is I go onto GCN Live on my cell phone, which has a Wi-Fi. And the Wi-Fi only gets turned on when I'm actually downloading something on my phone. You don't have to have it turned on all the time, and it's not a good idea to. But anyway, I use the Wi-Fi to download my favorite shows to my phone, and then I turn the Wi-Fi off, turn the flight mode on, and then I have my radio shows for the day, which consists of USA Prepares and the Alex Jones Show. And if I run out of radio, I go back to USA Prepares, and then I go back to the Alex Jones Show. So that's my radio listening.
So, Gwyneth,
while I'm out and about and doing my farm work.
Gwyneth, how did you find years ago USA Prepares? Now, you and I talk on the phone off air frequently, but how did you find USA Prepares?
Well, that's very easy. I was listening to the Alex Jones Show on the Ron Gibson YouTube channel back in the day when he had the Alex Jones Show on there. And there was the Mike Rivero show, and I listened to Mike Rivero for a while, but then I listened to your show, and I decided that I really, really liked your show. For whatever reason, I mean, I reckon that Mike's a great guy, but he didn't quite resonate the way that you did with me. That his show did not quite resonate, for whatever reason, the way that USA Prepares did. And I think I know why, because there's a couple of reasons. He tends to be very anti-Israel, okay? And I quite like Israel. And I know that he has a reason for that, okay? I'm not saying that I dislike him as a person, but a lot of people get confused with, the Mossad agency and all the rest of them. They do a lot of bad things, okay? But Israel as a nation, the Middle East would be a much worse place if Israel wasn't there, is all I can say. But anyway, that's just me being honest. But like I say, a lot of his other information is excellent. I really, really like a lot of his other information, okay? And I'm sure that as a person, he's a great guy. But it's just that a lot of people, they kind of get this anti-Israel thing. And I think that at this point in world history, even the Holy Bible says that it's a mistake at this point in world history to be turning against Israel, because I'd rather have Israel there maintaining the peace and, keeping some semblance of order in that part of the world than the, just having the Arabs ripping each other's throats out, basically, which is how it would be otherwise, I think that... Yeah.
And you're talking about the Ron Gibson channel. And Ron Gibson is a gentleman. I've met him, and he absolutely is a great guy. He's calm, he's mild, he wouldn't hurt anybody. He's just a true gentleman. And I happened to be on the East Coast or near him, and I called him and asked him if we could have a bite to eat together. So we did. And that was the time that I met him, and I was at a convention, and he decided that he wanted to meet also, so we got a chance to meet. And what he does is he has a channel, and he picked up Alex Jones, and he would strip out the commercials and put it on YouTube, and he did the same for us and Mike Rivero. So there were three of us. There were three broadcasts that he liked: Alex, Mike Rivero, and USA Prepares. And Alex was thrown off YouTube, so now it's just Mike Rivero and USA Prepares on the Ron Gibson channel. So, class, if you want to listen, that's another way. Just go to YouTube and type in, or you can go to a search engine, type in YouTube, USA Prepares, and you'll find Ron Gibson. Thank you so much, Ron Gibson. Gwyneth, I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, you sent me a link about the corrupt cops in NSW, Australia. And, class, NSW refers to New South Wales. And it's a southeastern Australian state. Okay? And about 7.5 million people live there. So NSW is New South Wales. And there's an article. Do you want me to read some of these numbers about the statistics about the NSW police officers hold serious criminal convictions? Do you want me to go through these numbers? Or do you have it, Gwyneth?
What was that? Sorry?
Okay. I have in front of me the New South Wales police officers who hold serious criminal convictions. I've got the information in front of me.
Yeah.
Do you have in front of me, or do you want me?
150.
Yeah. Do you want me to read line by line what these thugs have done?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So, class, there's an article on ABC. Australian Broadcasting, that says that the New South Wales police have these convictions, and they've been convicted of the following things. Stealing, 39 New South Wales police officers, if you want to call them that, have been convicted, not accused, have been convicted of stealing. Break and enter stealing, 14. Malicious damage, that's damage with malice, Intent, 14. Common assault, 7. Assault occasionally, actual bodily harm, 4. Self-administered prohibitive drugs. These are drug users. No one injected them. They did it themselves. 4. Dangerous driving causing death. 1. Stalking and intimidating. 1. This is what the New South Wales police officers have been convicted of. So when you think of these people, maybe as I have been taught when I was very young in elementary school, Vinny, in class, if you ever have a problem, you know, these guys on the corner, they've got blue uniforms on, those people are your friends. That's what we were told. We were also told when I was a teenager, you know, if your family goes on vacation, the best thing to do is to call the police station, say, hey, we're going on vacation. We're going to be gone for a week. Would you just do a swing by and check the house? And wouldn't you know it? Even though the police came to check the houses they were broken into, wouldn't you know it? Wonder why.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it's because people called and said, hey, we're not going to be there. Open season. Come on in. But stealing, cops stealing, 39 in New South Wales. Now, I saw firsthand, and I've mentioned this on the air class, I was traveling with an ex-cop. At the time, I was confused. I actually thought maybe there were a few good cops. And I saw this guy, we were pulling in for gas, and we were traveling to go see the wall. The wall. Because there is a wall. Actually, it's not much of a wall. It's this was years and years ago, probably maybe 9 years ago. And the wall is 16 feet tall. I couldn't climb it. But it's maybe 8 miles long. And then it's barbed wire after that. So it's not much of a wall. But anyway, it was my turn to drive, and I was filling up the tank with gasoline at the pump. And I was traveling with two other people, a cop, former cop, and a broadcaster. And the former cop was a broadcaster. And he had a headache. And he went into one of these convenience stores where I was pumping the gas. And I went in and I saw him take a potion off the shelf for a headache and put it in his pocket without paying for it. I saw him do it.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at him like, really? Are you kidding me? Oh. Yeah, I have to pay for this. No kidding.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting today with Mexico's foreign minister to try to reach an agreement over immigration and tariffs. President Trump threatening to implement tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't do something to stop the flow of migrants traveling through that country to the U.S. border. Last night, U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham said,
if tariffs is what it takes to get Mexico to do better on their side of the border, I'm all for tariffs. Trump's not the problem. Mexico's the problem.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump joining British Prime Minister Theresa May, Queen Elizabeth, and leaders of over a dozen other nations to commemorate D-Day in Portsmouth, England. The president reading the same prayer President Roosevelt read during a radio message just ahead of D-Day in 1944. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gonna be sliding.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, to continue this discussion, let me read some more of these statistics about the New South Wales Police Department in Australia. And, class, when you hear this, you're going to realize that what we've been saying all along is absolutely true. So, the total number of convictions recorded against these 437 officers are 595 convictions. 595 convictions against 437 cops. One out of every 40 North South Wales cops, one out of every 40, has a criminal record. That's 2.5% of the cops have been convicted of crimes. 2.5% convicted. That doesn't mean that 2.5% are guilty of crimes. That means 2.5% have been found guilty in court. Okay? So it's probably way, way, way more than that that are guilty. We just don't know about them. Now, the names of these individuals are considered confidential. Can you imagine that? Criminal cops, people who worked for the public, you can't find out who they are because it's confidential. Isn't that interesting? Sex offenders are not confidential, but if you're a criminal cop, yeah, I guess you are. Why? Because I think they would be killed for their crimes. And the worst fear a cop has is being incarcerated in a prison because of all the things that they've done in their lives. And now they're in with other criminals, and the other criminals have not much respect for the cops. So who are these cops who have been convicted of crimes? Well, 14 of them are inspectors. Five of them are senior sergeants. 80 of them are sergeants. 236 are senior constables. 69 are constables. 20 are probationary constables. And 13 are students. So let's do that again. So of these people who have been convicted, 14 are inspectors. 5 are senior sergeants, 80 are sergeants, 236 are senior constables, 69 are constables, 20 are probationary constables, and 13 are students. So what did they do? Well, stealing, dishonesty offenses. They have had dishonest financial advantage, fraud, false pretenses, driving in a way that got a guy killed, and they've been apprehended for domestic violence. These are the people that you're supposed to call when you need help. These guys, these cops, have a higher incidence of domestic abuse against their spouses, much higher, many times higher than the general public. So if you're having a squabble with your wife or your husband, do you think it makes sense to call someone who has many times a higher probability of having a squabble with his wife or her husband? You want to bring them into this? That's why people get killed by the cops. Because they're trigger happy.
Yep. I'll tell you something else, Vincent. My source on that article, okay, that the fellow who passed it along to me, seemed to have seen an earlier version of that article. I think that article was probably edited by the ABC, because apparently the original figures were more like 3,500 criminal cops. And my source was absolutely sure that it was 3,500. And when he pulled up the article again, he found that it was the figures that are presented to you, you know, which is much, much lower. So if we've got 3,500, that means that instead of 2%, it's more like probably 15% of cops, which is getting up to 1 in 6, which is probably actually a more realistic figure. you know, in my humble opinion, you know, just from my anecdotal evidence, around here in this municipality, we've got around about 10 police that are residents, and every single one of them is as bent as a dog's back leg. And that's just how it is. There are no non-corrupt police in this whole municipality. Every one of them's corrupt, including the female token one that they bring in when they have to deal with a woman like me, who's not likely to be friendly to them. They put a woman in there and they think that that's going to make me appreciate them a bit more, but it doesn't, because I can see it for what it is, and it's just pure blooming tokenism. That's all it is, just tokenism. You know what tokenism is?
Yeah.
It's what, we have a friend. What Rick Sheehan talks about all the time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, we're low on black guys, so let's get one of them. We're low on black gals, let's get one of them. We're low on Puerto Ricans, let's get some of them. We're low on Mexicans, let's get some of them. We're low on Asians, let's get some of them. But we don't need any white gals or guys, because we got plenty of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, but I would tend to believe, I think that ABC article probably was doctored. I think that if anybody out there in the class sees an article like that with the sort of thousands of criminal offences instead of just hundreds, then they ought to take a screenshot of it on Windows 10. On XP, you've got the little screen capture button, print screen. And on most of the earlier versions of Windows, it's print screen. I'm sure they have some sort of thing on Macintosh and Linux as well. But on Windows 10, there's an app called Snipping Tool. And if you just go into the search function and type in Snipping Tool, then it'll come up. But you have to know that it's there, because if you don't know that it's there, you'll never see it, because it never comes up on any menus. They want to make it hard for people to do this sort of thing. But if you come up with these sorts of statistics, like in XYZ municipality, the press is reporting that there were 10,000, criminal offences by policemen, screenshot it and save it offline. You know, do that. And then you'll always have it.
Okay, class, here's how you do that. Here's what you do. If you've got Windows XP or probably many versions of Windows, you hit the Shift key. You get the screen that you want to save. You press the Shift key and you hold it down. You tap the Print Screen key once. Okay? And typically, the Shift key is available on the left side of the keys, the alphabetic keys. Okay. Or the right. So Shift, and then in the upper right-hand corner on many keyboards, you'll see Print Screen. It also might have System Request. So it might be Print Screen with a line and then System Request. But so you hold down the Shift key, you tap the Print Screen once. Then what you do is you go to Start All Programs, and you click on Accessories. Then there's a program called Paint, and you can draw with it. And so you go to Paint, you open that up, and you click on Edit, Paste. And it will paste the print screen that you just did into the program called Paint. Then you can save it.
And then you can save it.
Correct. And that's how you do it. So, Gwyneth, I want to share this with you, and it is a secondhand. I got this from someone who's very close to us, who will remain nameless. And this person has a friend who went to Afghanistan, was in the military, in the army. Came back recently. And what this person who's close to us said was that these guys were all put in a room. They are going through a little bit of training that they need to readjust to society. because when they were in Afghanistan, they were allowed to kill people. You know, you see someone you think is bad, you can shoot them. Well, or in their spare time, they learned how to make explosives and blow things up with ordinary items. So these guys are in the room, and they're told, and I'm paraphrasing because I wasn't there, but they're told, all right, look, guys, you know, it used to be fun plinking and, you know, shooting people and killing them, and, you know, we let you do that. But when you're back in the United States, you just can't do that. You can't, you know, you see somebody on the street and you don't like him, you just can't shoot him. We don't do that anymore because we're not in Afghanistan. So we don't kill people just because. So you got to get that out of your system. You can't do that anymore. That's what they're told. Now, I'm paraphrasing. Those are not the exact words, but that's the intent. You just can't indiscriminately kill people in the United States just because you used to be able to do that. And because we gave you guns and cartridges and hand grenades and mortars and rockets and things like that, you just, and machine guns, you can't do it anymore. So these guys become cops because they're used to pushing people around. And they're trigger happy. And you're wondering why. Why is it that, you know, some woman comes out in a bathrobe and she seems to be hysterical because she's just been attacked and the cops kill her for her own good?
Well, that's why, isn't it?
Right. Because they've been trained to be killers. They've been trained to kill with impunity. That's what the military does. The military blows stuff up. The military shoots and kills people. The military has bombs. Like in Vietnam, they had daisy cutters. They would drop a bomb and it would just mow everything down like a mini tornado. Boom. Everything would be wiped out. Now we can see where we're going because we just destroyed everything around the center of this bomb. And that's why I don't get it. That's why I don't get it. When I go to Lowe's and the guy in front of me gets a discount because he used to blow stuff up and kill people because he was in the military.
Well, you know something, Vincent? It's like this. My grandfather was at the Battle of the Somme, okay? One of the most brutal battles in all of military history. He did not come back to Australia, and nobody had to tell him that he wasn't allowed to kill people anymore. And yet he was at one of the most brutal battles in all of military history, where I think something like 120,000 people died on the first day.
All right, hold that thought. We'll talk.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth mentioned the Battle of the Somme. And let me spell that for you, class. S-O-M-M-E. S-O-M-M-E. And it's near the Somme River in France. And during, from July 1st of 1916 through November 1st of 1916, it was a four-month population elimination event. On day number one, 57,000 people died. Day number one. In the 4 months that this lasted, 1,500,000 men died. 1,500,000 men died in 4 months. That's 12,500 a day. That's 520 per hour. That's 7 people killed every minute. That's one every 10 seconds.
And yet, my grandfather was there, and nobody had to tell him when he came back to Australia that it wasn't okay to go killing people anymore. My grandfather was there. He was at the Battle of the Somme, okay? And here's another thing. My husband, Archie, okay, was a high-level gang leader, lifelong gangster, okay? He was almost certainly a killer, from what I've been able to figure out. He died in 2003, from, you know, nobody can do anything against him now. But he claimed to be able to break a man's neck with his bare hands, but he did not go down the road randomly breaking people's necks with his bare hands. And actually, he was the best husband on earth. He always treated me with complete respect, complete honor, and everybody loved him. And he didn't just randomly go down the street killing people, you know? And yet he was, not so much when I knew him, when I knew was sort of winding down his underworld activities, apparently. Or that's what he claimed anyway. but you never really retire from that life, Vincent. You would be aware of that. He didn't randomly go killing people.
That's what my neighbors say. My neighbors say that I haven't retired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he didn't just go randomly killing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is it. You know, I've had contact with certain of his associates, and I've had contact with his family members, including family members that are currently in the mafia. And they're all incredibly respectful people. They do not, but every one of them's a killer. But they don't just go randomly killing Joe Blow down the road. You know? There's something else going on in the psychology of these soldiers who become police. And if me personally, I think that it's a power kick. And I'll tell you what, if you're in the mob and you're on a power kick, you will not live long. If you're in the underworld and you're on a power kick, you will not live long because somebody's going to pop you. They're going to recognize that you're a liability, that you're going to bring trouble, and they're going to just make sure that you don't do that. And, you know, that's it, you know. That's just been my you know, observation and experience. You know,
yeah, you're talking about ladder climbers and people who will pull other people off the ladder for their own personal greed, their own personal gain. Gwyneth, I want to share something very quickly with you in the last couple of minutes. Last night I was watching a video, or actually several videos, about mice and third world country mousetraps. And what they would do is, there's so many mice in these third world countries that they would take a 5-gallon bucket, they would make a little board ramp up to the top of a 5-gallon bucket, they would put a, like a coat hanger wire across near the, just down from the rim of the 5-gallon bucket, and they would poke a hole in the bottom of a soda can. They'd take two soda cans, and they would spin them on this coat hanger wire. So what would happen is they'd put some peanut butter or something like that on one of the Coke cans or soda cans. The mouse would climb up the ramp, see the peanut butter, climb out onto the soda can, which would spin, and they'd fall into the bucket and die. Well, what would happen is they would have so many mice all pushing and shoving each other to try to get to the food that a whole bunch of them would die. And that's what people are like. Pushing and shoving, me first, leading
themselves. And I think it's the protected status of the police that's the problem.
Yeah, it is.
I really do.
It is. And they get used to pushing and shoving people around. They kind of like it, so they can go into those stores and steal things, which I saw firsthand. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next week.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.